Welcome back. Thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to stop by. My name is Caroline Donnelly, and I'm an author, speaker, and coach, and you can find me online at www.carolinerdonnelly.com. This audio is part of my continuing series, 7 Steps to Change Your Life. You can access the first few sections at my website or on my Podomatic page, Journey to You. I'm so excited to be sharing these steps. These are the things that have made a huge difference in my life, and I know they can in yours too. Today, I'm going to delve deeper into steps 5 and 6, but first, a quick review of all 7 steps. Number 1 is, I don't believe it. Get rid of those limiting beliefs you were programmed with. Number 2, say it like you mean it. Stop listening to negative self-talk. Replace it with positive affirmations on a daily basis. Remember to say, I like myself. Step 3 is, let's pretend. Act as if you already are what you want to be. Step 4 is, stop being complacent. No longer accept what comes. Actively create the life you want. Step 5 is, stop avoidance tactics. Step 6, forgive yourself. These are the 2 steps we'll discuss today. Step 7 is, take responsibility. Regain control and become the creator of your life. We'll take an in-depth look at step 7 in the next episode. Now let's dive right into step 5. Stop avoidance tactics. I used to be a workaholic. I would leave for work before the sun came up and not return until well after dark. What's more, on top of that full-time job, which included weekends, I also worked part-time at yet another job a couple of evenings a week. Then the day came when I collapsed in my living room and was rushed to the hospital. Thankfully, after a CT scan, nothing was physically wrong, but my doctor had a very serious chat with me about stress and exhaustion. So, why did I literally run myself into the ground? Well, my personal life at the time was a mess, and I was avoiding dealing with that situation by running away and making myself so busy I didn't have to think about it. Did that work? Did it help the problem? I'm sure you can guess it didn't. All I was doing was implementing avoidance tactics. We try to fool ourselves into thinking if we just avoid our problems long enough, they'll go away. But they don't. In fact, that compounds the issue and makes it even worse. We lose ourselves into work, buying stuff we don't need or even want, or perhaps we turn to alcohol or other substances to dull the pain and drown it out. We continue with the pain we have rather than face it and deal with it. What's that saying? We prefer the devil we know rather than the one we don't. Let me tell you, from experience, I know running away and avoiding our problems never works. It may not be much fun, but we need to step up to the plate and swing. Even if we miss, at least we tried, and just that alone will empower you to continue on and solve what you are dealing with. I'll be upfront and tell you it may mean making some difficult choices, but I promise you will feel better than you do now. There may be times when you're dealing with something that involves another person and a need to make it clear. You cannot change anyone else. If you do all you can and the situation cannot be changed because of external reasons, then we can develop some strategies to help you handle it in productive ways. Fear plays a part in this. It did in the situation in my life that I described earlier. I knew what I had to do, but I was terrified of doing it. So I avoided it for a very long time until things became intolerable. We often continue in the patterns we have learned, and by doing so, sabotage our hopes for the life we truly want. Do not allow that to happen in your life any longer. And now for step 6, forgive yourself. I used to get trapped inside my mind, thinking back to events and decisions I regretted, things I wished I'd said or done, or things I wanted to take back and do over. So many of us are bound by the chains of guilt, punishing ourselves for real or imagined mistakes, decisions we made and opportunities we missed. We think back and wonder how we could have been so stupid, forgetting we probably made the decision we thought best at the time. Even if we didn't, even if we knew at the time it was a mistake, what good does it do now to mull it over and over? Another challenge many of us face is the idea we have to be perfect. We blame ourselves for not getting things right or not being good enough. Somehow, probably in our childhood, we acquired the idea we are flawed, that we don't live up to the expectations of ourselves or others. They will not like and accept us. Realize this. No one is perfect, no matter how perfect they or we seem to think they are. Those people who appear to live charmed lives make tons of mistakes, probably far more than you or I do. The difference is they don't allow those mistakes to stop them from moving forward. They learn, adapt, and adjust their strategy. Perhaps your parents would always point out the low marks you got on report cards, ignoring the higher ones or just briefly mentioning them. Perhaps they compared you to siblings or friends. Perhaps they just didn't seem to care about the accomplishments you did achieve. Know this, they didn't do it on purpose. They simply didn't realize the effect of their actions on you. While we forgive ourselves, we also need to forgive others who have hurt us in some way. We don't do it for the other person. We do it to free ourselves from the chains of regret and guilt, chains that hold us back from the life we want. Time for a brief recap. Stop avoiding those things you know deep down need to be dealt with. Even if that means making difficult and painful decisions, the end result will be freedom. Also, forgive yourself and others for mistakes, both real and imagined, so you can begin looking forward to your life rather than concentrating on the past with regret and shame. And one more thing. Please visit my blog. I'll mention the address in a moment. And when you do, read the post called Rewrite Your Life. I talk there about something that made a huge difference in my life, and I'm sure it will help you. Thank you so much for spending some time with me as we travel on this journey toward ourselves. Please remember, your comments and questions are welcome. My next edition will be an in-depth look at step 7, and then we'll tie the whole thing together in a summary. So please subscribe and you won't miss it. I'm now also on iTunes, Podcast Alley, and teachoutloud.com. My name is Caroline Donnelly, and you can find me at www.carolinerdonnelly.com. That's carolinerdonnelly.com. Until next time, enjoy your journey.